This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A Boulder judge has ruled that the man accused of fatally shooting 10 people at a King Soopers in March should get a second mental health evaluation. Earlier this month, the alleged shooter was found incompetent to stand trial, but prosecutors have asked for a second screening. The 22-year-old man remains in custody in the Boulder jail. Court arguments continue today over whether a defamation lawsuit against allies of former President Trump can proceed or should be dismissed. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the suit brought on by a Colorado man falsely accused of rigging the election.
In the first day of the hearing, lawyers for a number of pro-Trump media outlets and allies argued potential election fraud is a matter of public concern, and they never knowingly said anything false, so the case should be dismissed. They're being sued by Eric Coomer, a former top employee at Dominion Voting Systems. Coomer's attorneys say the defendants published serious and outrageous statements about a private citizen, and in doing so, destroyed his privacy and safety. The hearing wraps up today. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Travelers have attempted to bring a record number of guns through security lines at Denver International Airport. TSA says DIA ranks sixth in the nation for the number of firearms discovered at security checks. So far this year, security screeners at DIA have found more than 100 guns and other prohibited items. You're listening to CPR News.